We listen to the Die Laughing Records radio podcast.
Check it out, bitches!
Die Laughing Records punk rock podcast with Rob Trisler.
Welcome to the Die Laughing Records radio podcast, episode number 28. Thank you for tuning in this week, as wherever you might be is the same as we do this from wherever we're at. And this week, I am talking to you from a hotel room in Nevada. And yes, I'm in Nevada right now. I'm in the northern part of Nevada, but I am in a hotel room at this time. And so I'm glad to be talking to you and letting you know that no matter where you're at and no matter where we're at, we come together every week. And that includes on RadioVegas.rocks, where you can tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. till 12 noon, which you might be listening to right now. And starting April 12th at 9 p.m., you can listen to us at RadioVegas.rocks, as that is our new time on Fridays as well. You'll hear this episode on Friday. And wherever you're listening, we're glad you're here. So thank you for tuning in. This is the Die Laughing Records radio podcast number 28. So, hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
two kick-ass bands to kick off the show. The last track you just heard was Locked and Loaded by Fuck 'Em, which is available on dielaughingrecords.com for only $5. Only a handful of copies left. Once they're gone, they're gone. So make sure you get your copy. I mean, how can you go wrong for $5? You spend more than that buying a mocha every morning or two. And now, before that, the kickoff song for the show was a song called Fresh by a band from Denton, Texas called Working Class Cannibals. You can find them on Facebook as well. Let's get on with the show. Here is the Die Laughing Records triple shot of the week.
One, two, three, four.
Off to the world. I hope you're happy in your soul.
make love. You've fallen too far from the tree. Bad apples are everything to me.
Okay, so this triple shot of the week was actually a really cool mixed up triple shot The first track you heard was Sonic Reducer by Byte, starring Chelsea Rose off their album Tracks Past and Present, available on Die Laughing Records. I hope you have a copy. If you don't, go ahead and pick it up or download it on any of the social media platforms as well as retail stores, since April 13th is Record Store Day, so make sure you get out and support local artists in your area. Also, the second track was a track called Bad Apples by King Loser, and King Loser is out of El Paso, Texas. And the final track of the week, for the triple shot that is Gabby Chaos of the Venomous Pinks with the track Don't Believe, and she's out of Tempe, Arizona. Again, that was off her solo project, which you can find online on Facebook and all the normal social platforms. Anyway, that was our triple shot of the week.
Hi, this is Christina Hellflower of The Hellflowers and my friend AD.
Hi there.
And we listen to the Die Laughing Records podcast, and you should.
You should too.
Yeah, get your ass on that.
This is the news. The news is here, and it's Mr. Dave Dalton. Yeah.
Hey, folks, guess who's going to be carrying some Frequency Within merch and a new t-shirt and their new EP off Die Laughing Records, Program Skate and Sound out of Fullerton, California. Yes, a guy named Ephraim from Death by Stereo. He's the owner of the shop. He digs the freaks. And yeah, I'm very proud of those guys, man. They have new shows coming out this summer. All kinds of things happening. So keep in tune, keep in touch. Check out Die Laughing's website. And check out the Frequencies Within Facebook. There's always some kind of happenings there and show announcements and so forth. All right, Rob, let's play some Frequency Within. Take it away.
And here is Vindictive off of the 2016 self-release by Frequency Within, Blissful Mess. Go ahead and get your copy today.
Hi, Jillian Elizabeth here with Die Laughing Records. And your Go 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 girl did just that. On Friday, April 5th, I was out in Oakland at a nightclub called The Uptown. And it was First Fridays, and I got the opportunity to go out and see a Die Laughing Records band called The Hellflowers. And it was a fucking hit of a show. Hellflowers put on a great show, tons of energy. I got to hear Come On, Let's Dance, Vacation. Christina, the lead singer, even took a shot of tequila on stage and followed it up with an awesome song called Tequila. And we just had a great time. We took tons of pictures. Dave Dalton was in the house. We got to visit the merchandise table, see all the cool swag the Hellflowers had to distribute. And your Go 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 girl got a Hellflowers t-shirt, which there are pictures of it on the website and on the Facebook pages. And it was just a great evening. I would highly encourage you, if the Hellflowers come to your area, get out there and see them, support local bands, support music, and support Die Laughing Records, because we are here for you.
Here is Vacation by the Hellflowers.
Hello, folks. Okay, the Dead Kennedys are playing this crazy killer show called Domination with Alice Cooper, Kiss, Slash. Holy crap, this is going to be epic. East Bay Ray and crew are super, super busy these days. Yes, the Dead Kennedys are going to be on that big bill. I mean, that's going to be crazy. Dead Kennedys in the mix with Alice Cooper, Kiss, and Slash, and more. That's just crazy. But talking about East Bay Ray, of the DKs. His band, The Killer Smiles, on Die Laughing Records are going to go back into the studio to remix and master their record, Rising the Stakes, to be released 2019. There's going to be little extras, a new cover. I just can't wait. This is going to be great. It's going to be amazing. So, hey, Rob, let's play a song, an East Bay Ray and The Killer Smiles song.
Here's East Bay Ray and The Killer Smiles with their title track, Raising the Stakes, off their upcoming album on Die Laughing Records.
Raising the stakes with your brilliant mistakes, when you're candid and brutally honest. With expert opinions bestowed on your minions, they're filling up on empty promises. Still I can't see how common sense gives way to wishful thinking. Then again, when you play to win, the rules don't always apply. And you keep us all in suspense, when what you sell almost makes sense. Like a role model to never fail to inspire. You raise the stakes when you take us all down to the wire. We'd love to have laughs and count in on your blessings. We all act in our own best interests. Still you give me countless reasons to watch out where you're headed. When I finally had enough, I'll call your bluff instead. And you leave us all in suspense, when what you sell almost makes sense. Like a role model to never fail to inspire. You raise the stakes when you take us all down to the wire.
Folks, hey, the next show for the Screaming Bloody Marys on Die Laughing Records will be Friday, April 26, 2019 at the Old Ironsides, Sacramento, California. It's going to be a doozy, man. I mean, really a killer show. Headlining the show is the O'Mulligans, then Screaming Bloody Marys, No Alternative, they're on Die Laughing Records, and Unsteady Heights with Kevin Seconds from 7 Seconds. Get your tickets, they're $12. Doors at 7:30, show starts at 8. It's produced, presented by Chick Canary Chick. Let's do this, man. Rob, let's play some, a back-to-back with Screaming Bloody Marys and No Alternative.
Thank you.
So you just heard Make Guns Not Love by No Alternative off Live at Gilman Street 1989 split CD with Dick and Jane, available on dielaughingrecords.com, or you can go to any retail store and get it. If they don't have it, tell them to order from Cobra Side Distribution. They can get it. And also, Record Store Day is coming up. Hint, hint, wink, wink. So pick it up. Now, here is Screaming Bloody Marys live December 9th, 2018 in Berkeley, the show they played with the Dead Kennedys. And this is Rebel Girl, only available on the Die Laughing Records radio podcast.
Hey folks, the indie flick Misunderstood Monster, produced by Lindsay Serrano and starring Heather Buckley. Wow, Misunderstood Monster will be at the Lifelong Island International Film Expo. And some of the bands that are on Die Laughing, well, there's a couple of bands in the soundtrack. Screaming Bloody Marys and Bite, starring Chelsea Rose. Man, we are very proud to have them on this soundtrack. This is going to go national, and really excited. Check it out, man. Misunderstood Monster, coming soon.
Now, the Milestone Minute, presented by Curtis Smith. For news of releases on Die Laughing Records, for the Die Laughing Records podcast, punk news, bands, gigs, latest tidbits of information. So, take it away, Curtis.
Hey everybody, this is Curtis, and this is your Maelstrom Minute. The Hellflowers have a new video coming out this Wednesday, April 10th. The song is called Those Days. It's off their upcoming album titled Poor Vita on Die Laughing Records out this summer. Check that out. You're going to dig it. Also, Friday, April 12th in Los Angeles at the Redwood Bar, the Hellflowers are going to be playing with the bands Limit Club, Rough Enough, and Thirsty Crows. It's a $7 cover at the door. Doors are at 6 o'clock and the band goes on at 9. Then we got Frequency Within. They're going to be releasing their upcoming album titled Message of the Void on June 21st. And they have a great single out right now called Afraid. So check those guys out too on Facebook. And that is your Maelstrom Minute.
Curtis, how do people reach you?
You can reach me one of three ways. My phone number is area code 909-265-6984. My email address is maelstrompr@gmail.com. And you can also reach me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/maelstrompr.
And the mail is spelled M-A-E-L.
What's up, man? This is Alex.
This is Matt.
We are
the Hellflowers.
The male part of the Hellflowers.
The men.
You know, the dudes.
The boys.
The penis side of the Hellflowers.
The dick. Swinging in the breeze.
And you should listen to the Die Laughing Records podcast.
This is the shout-out segment. Simplest way to look at it is like this. In the old days, meaning when you were a teenager, or maybe you're still a teenager, maybe you're not even a teenager yet, but regardless, when people used to call radio stations and request a song for that person they loved, well, instead, we're going to give it out. We're going to give it back. So this is our shout-outs to you.
I love you. You love me.
Hello, folks. I want to talk about a band called Jack Kill Jill. They're out of the East Bay area, Oakland, Alameda area in California, as we know. And Jack Kill Jill featuring Revick Dionne on vocals. She kicks my ass on stage. She makes me laugh. Serious player, and she comes across. The record labels they are on is Cleopatra, New Red Archives, Triple X. They've been on various compilations and stuff. So, hey, man, I'm going to spin this record. It's pretty good. Actually, it's a pretty good song. It's called Bullshit.
Hi, I'm Trisha from Sacramento, and I'm in the listeners gallery on the Die Laughing Records website. I want to hear a song by the Unfortunate Bastards and dedicate it to my best friend. I know she's listening.
This segment, What is PR?, is myself and Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR having a conversation, jumping into it, and having quick tips for bands on things they can do to better themselves. So please share this with your friends.
What is getting a record set up in your world mean?
Yeah, okay. I do say that a lot, setting up the record. What that means basically is you got a new release coming down the line. It's got a release date. And you want to make sure that basically all your ducks are in a row, such as you want to make sure your bio's up to date. You want to make sure you have a new photo shoot that represents the album that you're going to be putting out. Some of those mm-hmm. pictures might be on the actual album artwork or in the cover of whatever. But you want to have certain, general publicity photos set up and ready to go, marketing photos, exclusive photos, things like that. So there's that side of it. And then there's, registering, making sure your songs are registered with a performance organization, such as the BMI or ASCAP. Now, if it's cool, I'd like to elaborate a little bit on that, because I think it's really important for bands to know and understand why this is important.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, cool. The bands, when they register their music that they wrote with a performance right organization, what that basically means is when they have their music registered with one of them and somebody's playing their music, say, on a radio station somewhere in France, that French station has to report their playlist to their performance right organization. If that performance right organization doesn't know the band at all, they can't pay them. So really important that they make sure that they're registered with, it could be CSAC, it could be ASCAP, BMI, any of them, pick your poison, whatever you want. And that particular one will then have you on record. So if anybody's playing your music, they can actually list it and turn it in, and they'll know where to send whatever revenue is coming in.
And this also goes hand in hand with TV and video games and you name it. If it's played, it's opportunity to make money, right?
For absolutely. I mean, it's even in jukeboxes. It's in football stadiums. You know, if your song got played on, say, Oakland Raiders Stadium, you know, there's, right? They have to send those playlists in. The bummer is when a band doesn't do that and they promote their music, everybody's just basically getting to listen to it for free, you know, and that organization can't pay you because they don't know who you are. So it's really important that you register that.
My experience personally dealing with the performance rights organizations and bands is a lot of times bands don't know where to begin and they have a lot of questions. Now, is that something that you can help with, or is that something you even touch?
Yeah. You know, with my PR clients, for example, that's one of the things I like to make sure that they know and understand ahead of promotion. So that's why I include it in setting up the record. So our services basically it's not just about getting interviews. It's about making sure that you're set up so that if we get any kind of promotion on that music, that you're getting paid, you know, the way you're supposed to get paid. If they report their playlists, you just want to make sure that they know who you are and that the performing organizations can actually, you know, pay you what you're owed. So yes, well, we do offer that.
Okay. No, that's good. And so they can contact you at the normal ways and all that good stuff. Well, I'm going to say one thing. I have a personal favorite of mine, which is BMI. And I'm just going to tell you that. Okay. And the reason why is because I like something I know they do. I don't know about the other ones. So they could all do it, but I like the fact that a band could go on the road. They can go to a venue. And if they have the paperwork filled out, they can have the venue sign off on it with a cue sheet, and they create their own cue sheet for what they played at that show and actually get performance royalties for the shows they played on a tour.
Now here is early demo recordings of the Sea Hags, and this is Back to the Grind. This is early 1980s, which will be available on dielaughingrecords.com by Record Store Day, April 13th, 2019. Go to dielaughingrecords.com exclusively to buy this record.
Back to
Thank you so much for listening. We're out of time this week. This is the Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast, episode number 28. Signing off. See you next week for episode 29. Thank you for everyone involved in the show. Not enough time today to list it, but thank you nonetheless, and thank you for the listening. Talk to you next week.
All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
You're listening to the Die Laughing Records podcast with Rob Trisler. West Coast punk rock.
RadioVegas.rocks.
Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 12, Vegas time.